community in Cambridgeshire has come together to stop a number of trees being felled in a Cambridge street. Residents and councillors from the Alexandra Gardens area in the north of the city want them to stay, although they're being blamed for causing a home in the area to subside. Well, a meeting has been organised tonight to discuss the matter further, and we can have a chat, first of all, with Andy Davey, who's formed a residents group to defend the trees. Morning to you, Andy. Thank you for coming in. It's a part of the world I know very well. So as you stare at the gardens with the bowling club on your right, where are these trees we're talking about?
Right in front of you. There are three trees right in the middle of that majestic avenue of 105-year-old plane trees, which would be decimated by their loss.
Okay, we don't have the person whose house is subsiding, but so the reason is being given that it's causing damage to their foundations, is it?
The reason being given by the insurance company who represent the house owners is that the trees are causing damage. We've seen no evidence that that's the case, and we've seen the evidence, the data produced by the insurance company's agents, and their own data doesn't even suggest to me or to us that there's subsidence, there's movement for sure, which is expected on high plasticity clay, which is what this is, but not subsidence. And even if there were subsidence, there's no evidence to us that the trees are causing that subsidence.
And these are the homes on, was it Alpha Road, is it?
Over the road, on Carlisle Road.
And how far away are the trees from the...
15 metres.
15 metres. Mm. Have you organised this meeting tonight?
No, the residents group, Mr Cantrell, the councillor who's going to make the decision on this, called the meeting because he understood the level of anger in the community about it.
Well, let's have a chat with Rod, who joins us, Executive Councillor for Arts and Recreation at Cambridge City Council. So, morning to you, Rod.
Good morning.
So what's your stance as far as chopping down these trees goes?
Well, look, I think, as Andy has indicated, you know, both residents and councillors are very concerned that this insurance company is seeking for the council to take the trees down. And, I've asked officers to explore every avenue possible to seek an alternative solution.
What does the law stand as far as who has the final say in this matter?
Well, as ever, it's one of these things where, you know, it's insurance companies against each other. And, we have our insurance company, but what we've done is taken a step to appoint an independent loss adjuster on our behalf, who will seek specialist tree advice in relation to the trees to hopefully build a case that substantiates some of the views that residents have come forward with based on their expert knowledge.
What are you hoping to achieve this evening with the meeting, Rod?
Well, I received significant emails when this issue arose, and the purpose of tonight's meeting, it's a public meeting, I do encourage any resident in the local community to come along. The purpose of the meeting tonight is to enable the council to set out the events that have led to this position, to explain to residents the steps we're taking and exploring, and also to enable them to give their views and also some of their expert knowledge, which in a number of conversations I've had over the last week or so, I've been impressed by the hard work that residents have undertaken in terms of researching this issue.
How confident are you that you can put a case together which will ensure the longevity of these trees staying in this area?
That's a very difficult question, actually. And at this time, I can't say whether or not we have a strong case or we don't have a strong case, or indeed whether or not there are other options if it is determined that it is the trees that have caused the problem. That we could pursue, other than taking the trees down.
Rod, thank you for joining us this morning. Rod Cantrell, who's Executive Councillor for Arts and Recreation at Cambridge City Council. Andy, why are these trees so important? What would be the damage if they were to disappear to the area?
Well, the avenue itself looks beautiful when you walk down there. Every resident who walks past it, everybody we've spoken to who we're made aware of this problem, are just completely shocked at the idea that these can be removed at the behest of an insurance company with no evidence. They're just beautiful 105-year-old plane trees, 25 metres high. They're the trees which are the lungs of London, and they're the same trees which should stay in Cambridge.
And as I mentioned, we don't have the homeowner here. If it was my house, I'd be keen to do whatever it takes to stop my house falling apart.
Absolutely.
Do you know how they feel about this issue?
They're keeping themselves out of it, quite understandably, because, you know, it's difficult for them. And they're in a beleaguered position because, obviously, the community doesn't want the trees to come down. But we would like a solution which is acceptable to the house owners, to the council, to the local taxpayers. The only problem, the only people standing in the way, are the insurers. In fact, even the insurers' own agents have said that it's that an acceptable solution would be tree management. It's just the insurers who insist that that's not good enough.
OK, Andy, well, keep us updated as to how you get on. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Andy Davey there, who's formed a residents group to defend these trees at Alexandra Gardens.